Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, our Auditor General has recently released an audit of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and he has made some pretty eye-opening findings and pronouncements about the institution's financial health. And as someone with a really extensive financial background, what is it that you think our citizens need to know and be concerned about here?
Mike, I've been saying for an extensive period of time that the Commonwealth has 2 to 4 years to turn around our financial position before we get into really serious trouble in 10 to 12 years. So what that basically means is we need to make decisions today to shore up our financial health. That window of opportunity to get the house and the financials of the Commonwealth under control is rapidly closing, and it's starting with the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. The Auditor General's staff did a really decent job of explaining the issue. We've been putting significant toll increases in across the board to pay off some of the debt, fund some of the PennDOT operations, and take care of some other issues. And the Auditor General did a nice job of explaining what the issue is. But I want to go beyond that. In addition to the Auditor General report, in his analysis, he discusses the audit that was done, which is separate from his audit, but it's done by an independent certified public accounting firm. And if you use the two reports in combination, you'll see an entirely different picture, and it's much worse, actually. So if you look at the report that came from the CPAs, the certified public accountants, you'll see that the net situation with the Turnpike Commission is it has a negative position, meaning that their negative ability to pay its bills, to the tune of somewhere in the neighborhood of a little bit over $5 billion. And it's deteriorated from 2017 to 2018 by an additional $500 million. So the total net negative position for the Turnpike Commission is $5.6 billion. And by anybody's standards, that's a big number. So what I'm recommending everybody to take away from this is that, one, is we have to start dealing in reality. As we start to take a look at the Turnpike Commission, we have to take a look at it as the Commonwealth's finances, but we have to get real on all the issues. First is we have to stop raiding the funds from the Turnpike and using the Turnpike as a cash cow. The Auditor General brings that up about revising Act 44, which I believe we need to do, and I think his report will help us all get involved in doing that. The second issue is we need to start enacting some of the meaningful reports that the Auditor General didn't discuss, which was about prevailing wage modification. Right now, we use prevailing wages on all contracts. And to put this in perspective, in the 30-month period of time that the Auditor General audited, there was $1.5 billion of contracts awarded by the Turnpike Commission that related to prevailing wage. That was an additional incremental spending of $300 million more than would have been done under an equivalent basis. Some legislation we look at either talks about the repeal of some of the prevailing wage or a modification of it so that we're using a prevailing wage of the area in which the work is done rather than coming out of Philadelphia or the Pittsburgh standard metropolitan statistical areas. So what I'd like the public to be aware of, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The Turnpike Commission is symptomatic of literally dozens of state agencies and school districts that we have to come to grips with. And the time to fix this is now, and it will be painful the longer we wait to solve the problem. And I look forward to working with my fellow representatives to getting this under control. And I want to thank the Auditor General for such a good job on the report.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.